A song makes me cry. It makes me feel at depth. And that's what we do when we come here. We cry and we feel and we celebrate and we dance and we laugh and we grieve. And we experience this vast miracle that is being a human being on the planet. Yes? The road can be long. And sometimes in New Thought circles, they don't want to acknowledge that. The road can be long with many winding turns. I don't know where it's going. I don't know what's happening that leads us to who knows where. We know where it leads. It leads to the one. It leads to the answers, the who, the what, the where, the when, the why. All the questions that we have is to live the human experience and not push it away. Not try to hide it or pretend it isn't happening, but to embrace it to ourselves and embrace our brothers and our sisters to know. Sometimes it can feel like a burden, doesn't it? It's like, man, it's really heavy. It ain't heavy. This is my brother. This is my sister. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. Speaks of compassion. I don't need a Bible up here to do that. It speaks of love. It speaks of kindness. This week, and the last 2 weeks, actually, I have been moved to tears and to compassion by a story I think a lot of you have been watching. There's a zoo. There's a zoo in Japan. And there's a little monkey that was born that was rejected by his mother. I mean, it was just broke my heart to see. Get away from me. And then this little precious creature of life, of God energy, was rejected by the whole tribe. Actually, not just rejected, but abused in times. Now, I'm not a big fan of IKEA, but IKEA did something that absolutely made me love IKEA. Now, I don't have an orangutan, but I have a little monkey. And IKEA sent a little monkey that needed compassion, that needed kindness, that needed love. Let's go ahead and put the slide up there. Punch. Punch the monkey found what Punch needed by being embraced by an orangutan that probably didn't sing "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother," but represented what it is we do and what we are called to do on the planet. Beyond all the theology, beyond all the scriptures, beyond all the prophets, beyond all of it, is we just need to be present for each other. And sometimes we're dragging each other across the ground. Sometimes we're sleeping. The one that got me is Punch was actually trying to bring water to the monkey's mouth. Sometimes we need water and we just need a friend. We need somebody to bear. I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I just need you to be with me. Sometimes we all just need a binky. Yes? Anybody need a binky? Some days it's twice a day I need a binky. I'm going to put the little monkey there. Don't fall over on me. That'll wreck the whole message. We need a stuffed animal to remind us that we go through stuff and that life can be heavy, but we're doing it together. You know, in New Thought circles, sometimes we hear very well-meaning, loving, beautiful, spiritual people use phrases like this. Just be positive. Just be positive. Everything happens for a reason, right? Don't be negative. Change your thinking. Change your thinking. Change your life. How did you create this reality in your life? Ouch. Now, what if those ideas, however well-intentioned and well-meaning, with a little bit of spiritual truth in them, keep us? What if they keep us from facing the deeper truths of the human experience? What if they keep us from moving through the human experience as opposed to around the experience? This Earth school, we're not here by accident. Nobody is here on Earth in a skin suit. By accident, but there's something to learn, to be, to know, to heal, to transform, and to grow into. Today, the talk title is Spiritual Bypassing. Say that with me. Spiritual. How many of you have heard that term before? Great. A new term for a lot of you. We're going to explore this a little bit today. Psychologist and Buddhist teacher John Wellwood came up with this term. Basically, it's the tendency to use spiritual ideas to avoid the real work of healing, of compassion, and of growth. Using spiritual ideas and spiritual practices to avoid facing unresolved emotional issues. I spent a lifetime doing that. Just be positive. It's all fine. Change your thinking. And I realized I was not allowing something that wanted expression. The emotional wounds were coming up and said, look at me, deal with me. Nope, I'm going to be positive. That's negative. We cannot do that. And so it gets pushed down, and the monster grows and grows and grows. And the tribe within me begins to ostracize the little monkey that just needs to be held, recognized, seen. How many people really just want to be seen? We all want that. It is a universal idea. I just need to be seen and to be known. And in the seeing and the knowing, I am healed. And so many people in New Thought are living on the top of a mountain. And we've got these wonderful ideas that we have learned in workshops and classes and wonderful, fantastic sermons by a wonderful minister. Oh, and Richard too. We're on our mountain and we're going, you can change your life. You can change your life looking at the people that are in pain and in suffering and grief in the valley. And we're yelling at them with a bit of an arrogant spiritual attitude. Our job is to come down off the mountain. Let me meet you in the human experience. Let me touch your heart. Let me touch your life. Let me be present to you. And then step by step, holding hands, heart to heart, spirit to spirit, we walk back up. It's a much more effective way of healing. You see, the master teacher Jesus says, be in the world, but don't be of it. When you're going down into the valley, you're not defined by it, but you are willing to be honest and transparent and enough that say, I'm having a human experience. Fully human and fully divine at the same time. Is that possible? So many people on the spiritual path think it's either or. Either I'm spiritual or I'm human. You're a spiritual being having a human experience, and you're also a human being having a spiritual experience. And when we do this together, we get a little orangutan that helps us heal that which needs to be healed. Our series over the last 2 weeks has been about spiritual intelligence. We talk about IQ and EQ. We've been talking about the SQ, that which is higher and better and greater than the intellect or our emotional being that wants to simply avoid facing unresolved emotional issues, psychological wounds, and unfinished I can't say this word. Here's where my stuttering comes out. I am a stutterer. Did you know that? Some of the words are harder to say, but I want to say this one. Developmental. Developmental? How do you say that? Thank you. I can't say it because I'm going to stutter. Yes, that word. And it's been about the idea that this is an intelligence that doesn't make us escape life, doesn't escape the fact that we're a stutterer. We don't escape the reality of life, but we meet it with a courage and a strength that is more profound. We live in it and bring a higher power, an awareness, a wisdom, and a love. Anybody ever experienced that? You were going through it. It was tough and it was difficult and it was awful, yet you knew that you knew that you knew something was going to be okay. Sometimes it looks like this. Oh, that's weak. There's nothing weak about that. It is living a human experience and infusing a presence of God into the middle of it. It's coming off the mountain. And it's allowing something greater to happen in the earthly experience. There's a fascinating paradox in the spiritual life. He fell. Don't worry, I'll get you. He's not heavy. The truths that are meant to liberate us can sometimes become the very tools we use to avoid transformation because it's too difficult. It's negative. In other words, spirituality becomes less about awakening and more about avoidance. Anybody ever experienced that? Certainly not anybody here, but we know the people like that. Instead of transformation, we say things like this: everything happens for a reason. It's all illusion anyway. Just stay positive. First service, a young lady who's never ever spoken up in first service said when she was younger, her 4-year boyfriend died of a brain tumor. And people came with all the best intentions, all the loving, well, he's in a better place now. Or it must have been God's will. And those who were being so loving took away her ability to grieve, took away to just meet her in the valley and to know, I've lost somebody very important to me. And while each of those statements may contain some truth, They can also become a way of sidestepping the work of being a human being. How many would say that it is work to be a human being? Yes? It's a lot of work. Spiritual intelligence allows us and affords us better questions. What are some of those questions? Let's read them together. What does this human experience have to teach me, heal in me, or lead me toward? That's being in the world, but not defined by it. It's gathering the lesson. It's questions like, why am I here? Why am I in this experience? What truly matters here? What is the deeper meaning that I can bring to this situation? What is trying to emerge through me, through my emotions, through my pain and my difficulty? What does this human experience have to teach me, heal in me, or lead me toward? It gives us the capacity to not run from life in fear to escape it, but to transform it. You've got to go through it in order to transform it. You go around it, nothing changes, and you're going to be at that same door again and again and again and again. Oh, but you attract what you believe. Do you believe that you're fully human and fully divine? Something good can happen there. And this is where things get really tricky, because that which is just affecting your life now gets transposed onto somebody else. Someone is grieving and we say, don't focus on the negative. How did you create this difficulty? Just stay positive. That isn't spiritual intelligence. That's spiritual bypassing. Someone's hurting and we say, well, you must have attracted this into your life, because that's what we teach. Ouch. Yeah. Ouch, I need the monkey. Someone's struggling and we say, just pray harder. Maybe you need to pray a little bit harder. And then you feel very alone and very isolated, and nothing changes. That's not spiritual intelligence. That is spiritual bypassing. Real spirituality does not ask us to deny reality. I want to be real clear about that. And in New Thought circles, sometimes that gets misinterpreted. It's not about denying reality, but it's transforming it through awareness and through compassion. Two of the gifts of the Christ presence and Christ spirit that have been planted into our hearts. Even Jesus, our master teacher, let's go to him, our way shower and our elder brother. The shortest scripture in the Bible, in the Gospel of John, he's at the tomb of Lazarus. What is it? Jesus wept. Jesus felt. Jesus experienced it. I remember the moment somebody introduced me to the man Jesus, who did not deny his emotions. He got angry. He got really ticked off. He got frustrated. He got afraid. He cried. He wept first. Then he got about the business of raising Lazarus from the dead. And so many of us are on the top of our mountain with somebody's on the dark night of the soul wanting to revive them, the dead person, the dead energy, the dead spirit. Come on, get up. I have to come down and I have to weep with you first and meet you at the level of my humanness, your humanness, and the human experience. We weep together, then we join hands and hearts and make our way up the hill. Your job, our job and our only job, is not to fix people. Our job is to love them. That's it. Is that enough? Do we believe that? Do we believe that love is enough? No, I need to fix them. I don't see them broken. I see them as a human being having an experience, and mine is to wrap my arms around them when they're being ostracized by the tribe, or they're being ostracized by a mother or a father. I've got mommy issues. I just need to be held. And I just need to not go to IKEA to get a monkey. But somebody be that person for me. Somebody be that person for me and allow me to be that person for you. The man that we call the way shower didn't say, everything is illusion. He didn't say, well, how did you create this? How did this reality get magnetized to you? He wept, he felt, and then he entered fully into the human experience before he brought the spiritual experience in and raised Lazarus from the dead. That's what we are called to do. That's where transformation happens. But let's take religion and put it off to the side. Because we've been talking science along as a partner to religion. Neuroscience, do some studying. Neuroscience increasingly confirms that something spiritual traditions have known for centuries upon centuries upon centuries. Avoiding emotions doesn't heal them. Avoiding the human experience will not heal you. Vulnerability and emotional honesty are key ingredients in healing and in transformation. Neuroscience shows us that when we acknowledge emotions rather than suppressing them, the brain actually reintegrates them in the world, but not of it. Spiritual and human all at the same time. It regulates those experiences, and things are firing in your brain to help you heal, to help you transform. You go around it and you don't deal with it. Nothing changes. And then we find ourselves collectively and individually in the same problem over and over and over and over. Anybody ever find yourself there? Why is this happening to me again? Neuroscience says integrate the spirituality into the human experience as a partner, a sister, a brother, and then you won't be experiencing the same thing. This is the spiritual coding we talked about last week. You are changing the thinking. You're changing the perspective from, oh, it's negative, or it's human, so we don't deal with it. And it's creating connections in your brain and in your heart that allow that spiritual coding to happen. Avoidance keeps wounds buried. How do I know? First-hand experience. I got the t-shirt. Avoidance, I got the college degree in avoidance, and nothing shifted. The monster got bigger and bigger and bigger. Awareness begins the healing. Real spiritual intelligence allows us to hold two truths at once. How many of you believe that two things can exist and be true at the same time? Absolutely. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, there is a divine intelligence unfolding in the universe. Yes, there is a divine intelligence unfolding in you. Yes, you are a powerful being with the ability to transform your life. And yes, human life includes pain, grief, confusion, and mystery. Both are true at the same time. The spiritual path is not about pretending the storm doesn't exist. Yesterday, we said goodbye to a beloved member of this community, and we wept. And then we got about the ability of taking Jim Sanford's life and say, I'm going to be a better man. I'm going to be a better human being. But what we did first, let's feel the loss of somebody very important to us today. And the joy, it was an hour and a half. I was not so joyful in an hour and a half to get from here to the cemetery where we put him into the ground and returned him to the earth. But in the car, there was joy because we had first allowed ourselves to have the feeling. There was laughter as we said goodbye to Jim. The spiritual hello that we talk about was there because we allowed ourselves to just hold on to each other. In that moment, it was essential. Instead of bypassing pain, we use it to program and code something deeper. What is that? Compassion. That's the work we do here. We can theorize and theosophize till we're blue in the face, but at the end of the day, if we haven't given compassion to each other here as a family, I am home, my family is here. If we haven't given that to ourselves, all of the theology is of no use to us. Honesty, grace, presence, compassion, understanding. Instead of pretending everything's fine, we say, I am willing to face life as it is and allow spirit to transform me. In fact, I want you to repeat that after me. I am willing to face life as it is, and allow spirit to transform me. Next slide, please. Let's go ahead and read this next slide together. True awakening is not escape, it is integration. Science says it, Jesus says it, I'm saying it. We know it to be true, the Fillmore said it. It is integrating human and divine all at the same time. When we face what is real with openness and curiosity and love, something remarkable begins to happen. The human mind becomes aligned with the deeper intelligence of the universe, the spiritual intelligence, which is why Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But first, the truth is going to really tick you off. There are two New Thought students, and this is what I see happening a lot in New Thought. Two New Thought students that were talking after a big workshop. They just felt that it was profound teaching, and one said to the other, I've learned that nothing is real. Nothing's real. Everything is illusion. And the other one says, really? And the first one says, well, yes, pain isn't real. Problems aren't real. It's all just consciousness. Just then, the first person who was owning this accidentally slammed his finger in the door. And he jumps out going, ouch! And the second student says, well, I thought pain wasn't real. And the first one says, well, it's real, but it's not really real. There's a whole bunch of us in New Thought walking around, it's real, but it's not really real. It is real. Your human experience is real. You're having an experience, and it's going to hurt sometimes. That's when we wrap our arms around each other, when you're saying, ouch, I will be there. You aren't heavy. You're my brother. You're my sister. And I'm going to come off my high horse and off my mountain to meet you at the level of the human experience, knowing there's something for both of us there. For us to heal, for us to transform. Authentic spirituality never, ever asks us to deny our humanity. Any church that asks you to deny your humanity, run as fast as you can out the back door. It asks us to bring divine awareness into the humanity, to come down to the valley. The spiritual path is not about escaping the human experience. It's about bringing the divine presence into it. Stop waiting for the Christ to show up and be the Christ in the middle. Cross the boundaries that everybody says in religion you can't do, that politics says don't cross. I'm saying cross the boundaries, come down. You're hurting, I'm hurting. Good. Can we be together? Can we be together? You know, I have to say that growing up in the Methodist Church, Paul Sweet was my minister. And I wish that I'd like to get rid of this platform. And I want to come down here, but I get spit on people, especially the new people. I want to touch the people. Why do we exist as a community? It's right here. This is why we are here. Not what's up there. This is spiritualizing, and it's important information. It's from the head. It's from the IQ. It's from the emotional. But the spiritual intelligence is when I meet you and you meet me and we cry together. And we laugh together. We say goodbye together. And we say hello together. If spirituality only works when life is easy, it's not spirituality. It's denial. If your spiritual path only works when everything's working right, then it is not spirituality, it is denial. I can invite the band to come back up. Real spirituality shows up when life is messy. Yes? When someone we love is struggling. And we feel like we've been punched. When a friend is grieving. When someone needs us to show up with compassion rather than advice. When we show up with compassion and love and understanding and not another pretty spiritual principle as we yell from our lofty mountainside. Come on up here. It's way better up here. When you're weary, when you're feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. Guess what the next song is going to be? That is spiritual intelligence in action and in form through the lens of compassion. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. She ain't heavy. She's my sister. And I ain't heavy. I'm your monkey. Sometimes we carry each other, and sometimes we become a bridge over troubled waters. Sometimes we all just need a little stuffed orangutan to remind us we're not alone. And when we do it together, we heal together. We transform together. We remember together.